Welcome to This Mother Means Business, a podcast for ambitious entrepreneurial mothers unapologetic in their desire to have it all. I'm your host, Laura Sinclair. I'm a serial entrepreneur, marketing expert, business mentor, and mom of two, obsessed with real conversation and deep connection around the insane journey that is raising babies and building businesses. Each week, I'll bring you incredible guests and solo episodes while refusing to shy away from the harsh truths and challenges that come along with managing the titles of mom and CEO. But don't worry, we will celebrate the big moments too. I'm here to show you what's possible in your life and business, and will bring you actual tools, tricks, and stories that will take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, in your business, and in your parenting journey. I want nothing more than to see you win, and will always have your back in this process, even if it comes with just a little bit of tough love. Ready for today's episode? Grab your favorite drink and let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of This Mother Means Business. Today, I want to talk about my intentions for 2024 and hopefully give you some things to think about as you start to navigate your own intentions for 2024. And maybe you're a person that's already landed on it, but this is something that has come up for me on some of the recent coaching calls that I've had, and certainly in some of our community connection calls, talking about, you know, what are we going to claim for the year? What are we going to intend for 2024? And I think sometimes this feels hard. And I'll be honest, I'm not a really big resolutions person. Even when I was in the fitness space, I was never like, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to clean 200 pounds. Like, I just, that wasn't it. And so for me, I've really enjoyed this process of coming up with a word for the year. And in 2023, my word for the year was joy. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't really hit that until Q4. Q4 for me was when joy really started to take off. That was when I had hosted my retreat. I bought my horse. I started carving out more space for me, for myself, and like working out and just like doing things that I actually wanted to do rather than just working all the time. And what else? Oh, and working out and like my kids and just starting to have more fun, right? Also had the sisterhood dinner. We had a sisterhood dinner in the last quarter of the year. And really just like joy for me didn't show up until the end, which, you know, wasn't the plan, but we don't always know what life's going to throw at us. And I think one of the things when we think about like the totality of a year and we look at, okay, what did I achieve? What didn't I achieve? I think sometimes we just don't know what the year is going to throw at us. We just don't. And that's okay. But one of the things that when I think about this year, I was in the shower and the word came to me for 2024. And so this is the thing that I am going to be doing this year. This is the lens through which I'm going to put things. And I think what I like better about my 2024 word is my 2023 word joy, like kind of put a lot of pressure on myself. It was like, this better be fun. And I think sometimes in entrepreneurship and motherhood, like it's just not fun. There's not always a lot of joy in every season. There's joy in some seasons, most seasons, but there are some seasons that aren't very joyful. But this year, when I think about, you know, when I look at my 2023 and I look at all the things that I achieved in my business, which is amazing. I mean, I hit my financial targets. I worked a little harder in some capacities than I wanted to, but really started to land on how I want this year to look. And so the word for me, the thing that I want to focus on in 2024, wow, I'm not used to saying that yet. In 2024 is being well. And so well is my word for 2024. And so you might be like, well, like, no, not like the well with the water, like a water well. It's wellness in all ways. And so I want to be financially well. I want to be physically well. I want to be mentally well, emotionally well, spiritually well, all of it, just well. And I think, you know, I've talked about my health concerns on this podcast before and my autoimmune disease. I have Hashimoto's disease. And actually to start off the year was the first time that I had blood work that showed my antibodies gone, which, you know, one thing about Hashimoto's disease, that's basically me reversing my Hashimoto's disease, which was a really big focus. And I'm going to like knock on wood because I haven't actually talked to anyone about that yet, other than looking at the blood work and being like, hey, there are no antibodies there. So that's huge, which is incredible. And it's something that I've really had to focus on in 23 and focusing away from and everything that I used to do normally, right? Really managing my stress changing how I work out, changing how I eat, how much sleep I get, all of it. And it's something that I really focused on in 2023 and will continue to focus on in 2024. I can't say that I'm, you know, fully healed because I'm not yet. I think it's going to be an ongoing thing, but this idea of being well is huge for me. And I used to be a person that was like a real doer. Like I was going to do the things. And my partner and I were talking last night or the other night about this and how I used to be a person that was like, I'm going to do the most possible. And I'm a Capricorn. I'm an overachieving Capricorn, manifesting generator Capricorn. And it's actually the day before my birthday as I record this. But truthfully, I am wired to do. I'm wired to do more, do the most, be the best. Like that is how I'm wired. That is the Capricorn in me and also my upbringing. But I used to be such a doer and now I just want to be, if I could just work as little as possible and make as much money as possible, that would be great. I said to my husband, I said that, you know, if I made half as much money and worked very little, that would be okay. And he was like, well, maybe make the same amount of money or more money and work little. And I was like, I'm not sure you're feeling, you're seeing the vibes here, but it's so interesting for me as part of this journey in my career and in entrepreneurship and really looking at what it is that I desire. Do I have really big DeLulu dreams for my business? Of course. But do I desire to burn myself out and be miserable in the process? No. And so I've been physically unwell for some time. And this year, 2024, I want to return to being physically well. And so far, we're off to a pretty good start, making some changes, going back to some habits that I have used to do before I had kids with my nutrition and diet and things like that. And I work with a nutritionist. I have a naturopath. I have a functional medicine doctor. I don't know how words are hard for me today. They're just hard for me. And so I'm working with a lot of different people. I'm still going to Pilates once a week. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I go to Reformer Pilates and I hate it, but we do things that we hate sometimes because we know they're good for us. I'm starting to go to hot yoga again, really trying to tap into being strong, Laura. I used to be so much physically stronger than I am now. I used to be able to squat a house and deadlift two houses, and I cannot even move a house if I were to try. So I've lost a lot of strength and I would like to start getting strong again, but also, you know, tapping into some other modalities for me that can be really helpful. I started cold plunging at the end of 2023. I'm in the process of setting up a cold plunge in my basement. So I'm going to be doing that most mornings, which if anyone's cold plunged before, it is both awful and incredible. But these are just little things, right? And one of the coolest things that I saw about just making changes to your nutrition is just this idea of more. You know, I think sometimes when we think about making nutrition changes, it's like we need to have less sugar and eat out less and do less. It's like, no, I'm just going to eat more protein. I'm going to eat more vegetables. And I'm just going to take better care of my physical body as I work towards being well. Okay. So that's physical wellness that I'm looking for this year. The next piece for me is going to be this piece around financial wellness, right? I want to be financially well. And, you know, while my business is very successful and I'm super grateful for it, money management isn't my number one skill. Numbers are not my number one skill. And so towards the end of 2023, I hired a fractional CFO to help me manage my money, to just do better, to stay on top of the CRA, which is the Canadian IRS, making sure that I'm checking all the boxes and just not, you know, overspending in certain areas, and also making sure that I am, you know, staying on top of the things I need to stay on top of. And so wellness for me from a financial perspective looks like that. And so one of the goals for me this year is to match or better my 2023 income with less overhead. I spent a lot of money last year on investments, on coaching, on travel. You know, I did a new website. I hired some people to help me with my new course that you'll see this year called Unbreakable Marketing Foundations. I hired people to help me with my back end. And so really just getting myself to a point where my investments are starting to pay off for me this year in both my business and myself from a financial perspective. So I'm really excited to be bringing on that CFO to help me stay financially well in 2024. And then certainly, you know, in my business, there are other ways that I stay financially well. And that is continually showing up and selling my offers, right? Being consistent with the things that I have, talking about the Ambition Mastermind, talking about one-on-one coaching, talking about Unbreakable Marketing Foundations, talking about one-on-one strategy calls, Voxer Days, things like that, right? I have to sell in order for my business and for myself to be financially well. I have to sell, right? And then I also have to tap into my marketing. I have to invite more people to my community connection calls, which happen biweekly on Tuesdays. I have to get more people into my freebies. So my Build Your List Bootcamp and my online business toolkit checklist, right? I need to do those things. Those are part of being financially well. Part of the money of being able to do that requires me to take money making tasks in my business, which are things like selling and lead generation. And so for me, it's really just tapping into those things that is actually quite simple, right? Yeah, they take time and they take work, but you know, the execution of those is relatively simple. And so when I think about being financially well, for me, it's really leaning into those things. It's also, you know, some other ideas that I have cooking up. We know I've talked about the retreat. I'll be doing another retreat this year. And when I have information for that, I will share it. But also thinking about doing some other in-person events locally. And really just, you know, creating more opportunities for people to get into my world, because that is the root of becoming financially well, is income coming in. And so that feels really exciting to me too. And then on the sort of emotional wellness side, it's just really continuing to tap into what it is that I need. And I took a break from therapy this year. It's actually been the longest break from sort of June to now, the longest break that I've had from talk therapy or EMDR therapy for about 7 months. Just got to a point for me in 2023 where I needed to go out and live. I think you're not supposed, I love therapy and I'm a huge fan of it. And I'm not a therapist, but I'm just going to tell you my personal experience is that I think at some stage, you know, we're not supposed to be in therapy forever. We're supposed to go in and work on the tasks and then go in and, you know, make the changes and go in and move forward and live your life. And so no doubt I will be returning to therapy at some stage in 2024, but also just tapping into some other modalities that I know are really helpful for me, like breath work, like cold therapy, sauna, going to the spa. And, you know, the other thing that's been really cool for me is really just having these beautiful relationships with other women where we can have these really meaningful conversations and healed women, you know, women that have done the work space for all the things, which has been really cool. And so when I think about, you know, the modalities that I need to support me both emotionally and mentally, it is continuing to tap into those things, journaling, the things that I do that make me feel really grounded. And so I'm excited to continue to work through those modalities and continue to focus on being emotionally well. And then I think the other piece of wellness that is tied to our business is really this idea of boundaries, right? It's the idea of, I said yes to a lot of things in 2023 that I kind of wish I said no to. And it's easy as an entrepreneur to slip there because we want to achieve, we want to do the things, we want to make it all happen. And sometimes we say yes to things that we should have said no to. And so for me, one of the ways that I'm going to be managing my mental wellness is saying no, even if a client could be really profitable, even if I know I could do the work. But if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't feel like a hell yes, then it has to be a no. And I think this is something that I continue to learn. But certainly this year, I need to do a better job of saying no to things instead of just saying yes. Yeah, sure, I can do that. No, maybe I can't, right? And so there are a lot of things that I took on this year that while they were profitable, money-making, weren't things that made me feel particularly whole. And so as I continue to get closer to, you know, what I want my life to look like and what I want my business to look like, that's going to be part of the exercise too, is knowing that that wellness requires boundaries. And sometimes that's boundaries from projects. That could be boundaries from people. It could be saying no to situations, it could be saying no to projects, whatever that may be, right? And so certainly when I think about wellness, that comes up for me as well. And so like this one thing, this lens is going to be the lens that I put my decisions through. Is this project, client, offer, investment going to help me get closer to being well? And if you're in a state where you haven't made a decision on your word for 2024, you haven't found the lens through which you want to put something through, know that that's okay. We're still early. I think there's a lot of pressure around that January 1 timeline. I don't know about you, but January 8th when my kids went to school was really the day that the new year felt like it started, because it certainly didn't feel like it was here on January 1st. I'm recording this on early January. My Christmas tree is still up, so I definitely need to get that away. But know that, you know, there is no rush. There's no rush, and it can change. I think, you know, like I said, I started the year in 2023 with a world joy. Joy didn't really show up for me, if I'm totally honest, until like September, October. And for me, wellness doesn't feel as, it feels really achievable. And so I would love for you to be DeLulu in your goals, but maybe achievable in what you think of your expectations, right? And so I think sometimes it's okay to be delusional in your goals, but it's also can become really challenging when our expectations of ourselves aren't realistic. Goals should be unrealistic. Expectations, let's be realistic. And so for me, this idea of being well financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, is something that I'm going to carry through this year. And I know that it's going to be a journey. And I'm absolutely going to be sharing it with you. If this is something that you want to learn more about, you want to hear more about, you enjoy episodes like this, please send me a DM and let me know that this is something that you did enjoy. And I'm excited. I'm excited for 2024. I think for me, you know, it's really going to be around simplicity. I ran a lot of offers. And if you listen to the episode that I did on 2023, what worked, what flopped, and what blew up in my face, I talked about a lot of different programs that I ran, a lot of different things that I did. And certainly when I think about this year, there's going to be a lot more simplicity. And I'm going to be offering fewer things to create greater impact. And I'm excited for that and some different things that I haven't done before, but not in the realm of, you know, mini minds and things like that. It'll be really, you know, the Ambition Mastermind is the core of my mastermind programming and the work that I do. And that runs twice a year. My one-on-one coaching will always be there. I only hold space for 5 clients at a time, just given how much of my energy and love goes into those clients. And then the agency, as well as our Done For You service, as well as the Unbreakable Marketing Foundations, which is the course that I spent the back half of 2023 building. And I'm really excited to share more of that with you. I will probably do an episode on some of those marketing foundations and why that course even exists and why I'm doing that. But that's something I'm really focusing on. And then certainly the retreat will come up in early October. So if you are listening to this and you know you want to come to the retreat, block off that first week of October. I'm just finalizing some details there. And then I'm looking at we're doing some dinners, the sisterhood dinners. There's 4 of those this year locally. And I'm looking at doing some one-day roundtables, some really affordable roundtables here locally to me, maybe in Toronto, if anyone that wants to travel is willing to get on a plane and want to come spend the day with me in a really affordable way, and really just to create more impact. That's what I'm after this year. And so I'm excited for some simplicity there. I also am just excited to help more people create more impact, and definitely just continuing to be here on the podcast and sharing with you. And so, well, that's what I'm after in 2024. I'd love for you to let me know what you are after. What is your word? What is your intention? What are you claiming this year? Send me a DM at It's Laura Sinclair and let me know. And if we haven't connected in person yet, please make sure that you join me for a community connection call in 2024. I would love to see you there. I would love to say hi, just look at your face on Zoom and be able to put a face to a listener. So grateful for you. Hope you have a beautiful start to your year. And we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. And if you love this episode and know of other ambitious entrepreneurial mothers who would love to be part of this community, it would mean the world to me if you shared our podcast with them. Take a screenshot of this episode, text it to them, or share it to your Instagram stories and tag me so I can thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I love you, I appreciate you, and I am cheering for you so big.